Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From CNN, I'm Afalma Dike with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, April 24th.
When our allies are stronger, we are stronger.
President Joe Biden has signed a $95 billion foreign aid package into law after months of debate. It includes funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Ukraine, which was allotted nearly $61 billion, will be getting aid quickly. The Pentagon announced a $1 billion aid package to the country that includes munitions, weapons, and equipment. It also revealed that it sent long-range missiles earlier this month from a previous aid package, something Biden had previously refused to send. The package also gives TikTok's parent company ByteDance a deadline to sell the social media app or risk being banned from U.S. app stores. TikTok's CEO has vowed to sue to block the legislation. The Supreme Court heard arguments in a major abortion case today. Justices are deciding whether Idaho's abortion ban can be forced in medical emergencies. At the heart of the case is a federal law known as the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, or EMTALA. The Department of Justice maintains that the law requires hospitals to offer abortions, if necessary to stabilize the health of emergency room patients, even in states like Idaho that banned the procedure. Idaho argues that the Biden administration is wrongfully interpreting the federal law. The court appeared deeply divided over the case today. Here's a tense exchange between conservative Justice Samuel Alito and U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar over how federal protections extend to a fetus.
Congress wanted to be able to protect her in situations where she's suffering some kind of emergency and her own health isn't at risk, but the fetus might die. But to suggest that in doing so, Congress suggested that the woman herself isn't an individual, that she doesn't deserve stabilization, I think that that is an erroneous reading of this statute.
Nobody's suggesting that the woman is not an individual when she doesn't deserve stabilization.
Well, I think the premise of the question would be that the state of Idaho can declare that she cannot get the stabilizing treatment even if she's about to die. That is their theory of this case and this statute, and it's wrong.
A large pro-Palestinian protest broke out at the University of Texas in Austin today. Law enforcement is on scene. It's one of several protests happening throughout the country, including at Columbia University in New York.
We'll be hosting a press conference there with some of my colleagues from the House, Republicans from New York, to call on the president of the university to resign. It's unconscionable. This president, Shafiq, is shown to be a very weak and inept leader.
That's House Speaker Mike Johnson on Hugh Hewitt's radio show. Johnson is planning to visit Columbia University today to meet with Jewish students as pro-Palestinian protests enter their eighth day. There have been reports of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, but members of the encampment say they have no plans to leave until Columbia divests from any interests related to Israel. Columbia's president has given protesters an extra 48 hours to reach an agreement with the administration, or it'll consider, quote, alternative options to clear the encampment. That's according to a Columbia spokesperson. Nearly 40% of Americans live in places with unhealthy levels of polluted air, according to a new report from the American Lung Association. The report identified extreme heat, drought, and wildfires as major causes of the rise in deadly air pollution, especially in the western U.S. Particle pollution is a mix of solid and liquid droplets in the form of dirt, dust, soot, or smoke, and is associated with an increased risk of death from cardiovascular disease, respiratory disease, and lung cancer. Coming up, a former football star recognized again. Former NFL running back Reggie Bush is reuniting with his Heisman Memorial Trophy after a decision by the Heisman Trophy Trust. Bush won the Heisman in 2005 while at the University of Southern California, but voluntarily gave it up in 2010 after an NCAA investigation found he received benefits of several thousand dollars and a vehicle that were not allowed at the time. Bush has previously said the NCAA defamed him and that he wasn't paid to play football at USC. In a statement, the president of the Heisman Trophy Trust said that, quote, enormous changes in college athletics led to the change of heart. That's a wrap. Join us again at 6 p.m. Eastern.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.